your computer.
I thought you said something else.
And what?
Like a root router.
Not root directory administrator or anything like that, like Unix. Okay. What happens? Look, the people have been basically saying, why don't we talk about things that are relevant to, some basic things from time to time. So I thought, let's do something a little bit more basic. Booting. What happens when your computer boots? You want to hear that? Reboot your computer.
Why is it called booting anyway? What's boot mean?
Because when you're totally frustrated and you've got to restart
old joke.
No, actually, now, seriously. What booting is all about, it's actually not called booting. It's actually called bootstrapping.
Bootstrapping, even better, bootscooting.
And what really bootstrapping is all about is this, right? Now, a computer basically, despite all its mega this and giga this and all that sort of stuff, it ain't got enough brains to spit.
Of course not.
And
it's made by us.
Basically, it's totally dumb. It's got no information or very little that it can actually run. So a computer is basically dumb until it loads up an operating system. Now, the problem is, if a computer is totally dumb, how can it load an operating system? And, until it loads the operating system, it can't get smart. So it's like catch-22.
Chicken and the egg.
That's right. Mm. And what this is all about is like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. That's where the term comes from. You're pulling yourself up and going up in the air if you could.
Yes, it was rear boots, not bootstraps, huh?
Yeah, they're the straps on the back of your boots.
On the top of the boots.
These are boots, not at the back.
And on the heels. Cowboy boots.
On the back, though.
And the top.
Okay. Anyway, so basically, a computer, when you get it with all its megabytes and megahertz and gigabytes and all that sort of stuff, you cannot even do a DIR. It's not even smart enough to do that.
What's a DIR?
Directory under DOS and see what's on your hard disk, or Win to run Windows or something like that.
I'm playing the fool.
Oh, that's all right. You're playing... Yeah, okay.
Normal.
He's not himself. He's acting himself.
You need a good boot.
He's not feeling himself.
No, not as well either.
Now... Okay, look, the BIOS that's in the machine does have a little bit of intelligence, but the BIOS is mainly a bunch of lousy old basic I.O. routines, hence the name BIOS, Basic Input Output System. So the BIOS isn't going to do much for you. What you really have to do is load the smarts, the intelligence, the operating system from the disk. But how does it all start? Well, the computer does have a tiny little bit of intelligence. It's just like a newborn little baby. It can scream. And it's basically smart enough, just only barely smart enough, to go to track 0, sector 0, on your disk drive and load up a little thing called a boot loader program. And what it actually does is it goes to the first sector, runs a little routine, which then, believe it or not, loads up the operating system.
Bizarre.
And then goes to execute it, and it's just barely smart enough to load up a little program that allows it to load up. So it loads up the operating system, and then it actually loads up the command interpreter, which is command.com and DOS.
If it deletes that, you're in big trouble.
That's right, because then it cannot interpret commands like DIR and stuff like and copy and things like that, which DOS understands. In fact, it doesn't have to be called command.com. You could actually configure up your system so that it runs a thing called FRED, if you really wanted to. It's all basically programmed in there, but by convention it runs command.com. And basically, that's why also... you can format floppies in two ways. One is with a standard like format A colon, or you can do a format A colon slash S forward slash S.
Forward slash system.
And put the system on. And what the system is, it's the intelligence of the computer that it allows it to interpret commands and things like that and copy files backwards and forwards between disk drives and stuff like that. And it does actually take up space. And that's why the system is kept separate. Also, the system is kept separate in case there's a update like DOS 3, 4, 5, 6, and on it goes, so that you don't have to rip the guts out of your computer and replace hard-to-replace chips. You basically load it from a disk drive. And so when you do a format A colon slash S or C colon slash S, it transfers all the operating system to that disk, takes up space, so you can put less documents on those disks, unfortunately. And the sequence in which, for those who always wondered, why do my floppy drives flash on when the system boots up and things like that, the sequence on the boot up is actually that the system will look on the floppy disk first, on the A drive, and it'll look for a bootable floppy disk. Now, that takes time, and some BIOSes allow you to disable that to make your hard disk boot faster. If it doesn't detect a floppy drive that it can boot off, it then goes to the hard disk, if a hard disk exists. And it looks for a thing called the active partition. What's the active partition? When you run fdisk to see what's on your hard disk, a little utility to partition up for different operating systems, you'll see a little thing, there's a little A in. People hardly ever notice that when you run FDisk. And that basically means that it's an active partition on that hard disk, which is what it's going to boot off, because your hard disk could have Unix on it, and it could have DOS on it, and it could have all sorts of things on it. And the question is, which one do you really want to boot off? So whichever one has been made active, it'll boot from that. And that's actually the other point about different operating systems. Of course, with NT and also Windows 95, you can actually bring up a menu that says, hey, what do you want to go into? Do you want to go into DOS? Do you want to go into this? Or do you want to go into that? Well, what actually happens is when the system's booting up, it's basically launching a little routine, which then gives you the option, you know, which operating system do you want to actually continue loading into. And that's basically what booting up is all about. It's basically loading up the computer's intelligence from either a floppy disk, if there's a floppy in your A drive, or from the hard disk, if you have a hard disk, so that you can actually do some work.
What drives a lot of new users crazy is when they have
computers
to boot into profiles in Windows 95.
Why would you do that?
Well, you know, some husbands are a little bit tight with their wives, so they create a separate profile for their wife, right?
Husbands are tight with their wives? Is it a generalisation or what?
Well, you know, like, it is. But you can imagine what it'd be like. He's just got this computer. He's going, oh, I don't want her to have one, you know? Right? So I'm going to do two profiles, one for me and one for her. I won't tell her the password of mine so that, you know, she can get on the net and not mess up my computer.
That's sad to me.
There's a lot of sad things that guys do, like...
Let's not start about girls, but they do.
But what is the story with that? Like, how easy is it to set up the same applications on the other one, and how do you just use the setup that's on the other profile? Is there a way of creating profiles that, you know, don't affect the setup? Do you know much about profiles?
I never worry about profiles. Do you know that I've just upgraded my computer, and I really have... not put Win95 on my own Pentium 150.
Well, you should be off the show.
I don't like Win95.
What did you put on it? A Mac operating system?
I've got it on all our demo machines. You've got to have it. I find it just does some really weird things.
What did you put on it, mate?
No, it's just CPN, man.
Oh, Win31. Win31, because it runs.
Yes, and crashes.
And DOS 6.2.2.
But you can't play games.
But what you're saying about the profiles is actually interesting, because Win95, it's one of the facilities that it allows you to do. You know, you can configure your machine so that if Fred logs in, it looks a certain way. If Joe logs in, it looks
but
a certain way.
But you still have to reboot the computer to get to the other profile.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done the multiple profiles under 95, but the other thing is also configurations during boot up.
I'm going to find out and get a hack.
Whether you want to load SCSI and stuff like that, multiple boot profiles. Hang on, I think we're trying to get something inside of here. The boss is trying to talk over there.
On the booting thing, isn't the most important thing you should think about with regard to this whole issue is you get that floppy disk or even a couple of floppy disks and you put your command.com and config.sys on
it. And autoexec.
And all that stuff, just in case it doesn't work.
Okay, no, that's not quite right. Because you know what the problem is with that?
What?
Blasted Win95.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you set up your hard disk with Win95 from scratch with a blank hard disk, I would like to see people trying to boot into it without interrupting it and stuff like that. I think you can get around
actually,
it.
You've actually got to go back and then reinstall bits of DOS.
The problem is what I actually tell people to do, and some people would argue with this, but I actually tell people, look, format it under DOS 6.2.2. Don't really put the DOS on. Just format up your hard disk with it and then put Win95 on if you're a Windows 95
fan. That's good. Yeah.
Because then if you do want to get into hard disk to maybe run a utility program like a terminal package or something like that, which I had the occasion to have to do the other day with a customer who brought a computer in, you can simply boot off a DOS disk, go to your C drive and run Telix or Procom without the Win95 sort of in between, helping to the DOS prompt, which slows it down something horrible.
You know what?
And it can also...
Why you don't like Windows 95?
That's good, thanks.
Because you can't hack it enough. Sorry!
No, what you can do is I found that...
I love not having to hack my computer.
Windows 95's Hyperterm product is very good.
Do you like that?
I use it.
I downloaded
drivers with it.
I know you guys could go on happily
go
to the next hour or so, but we have to go now.
Fast fixing's
beeping at the door.
So thank you for your time this week. We hope you enjoyed something and got some information from something. Next week we'll be back with more mayhem, and we might get a guest if we get organised.
More of the same.
See you then. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
A very brief message, and then the doctor will be back.